I moved out. I lived in two or three different places. I built a house out on the other end from the log house.
Uh-huh.
Part of the house is down there yet. I built to it.
Uh-huh.
Part of it's there yet. Just a boxed house.
Uh-huh.
And then Weatherboard.
Uh-huh. And how many years did you live there?
Well, I lived there a lot. Where I live now, I've been up here 10 years.
But you lived there then,
that's
really
right.
From the time you were married until...
That's right.
How old were you when you were married?
I was 24.
So you've done that, you've been out doing the logging and working in the coal field before you were married.
That's right. Yes, sir. I've been on the farm ever since I've been married.
I see. What kind of furniture did you have in your house after, you know...
Well, best I remember now, my dad had a homemade bed.
Mm-hmm.
That he made out of a couple of rafters, ceiling joists of his old house. And he gave me that bed when I was married, and I moved it, brought it with me.
Uh-huh. And what other furniture did you put in there later on?
Well, chairs, and I bought another bed or two, and a dresser. Finally got a cook stove. There wasn't much furniture bought back those days.
No. What about later on?
Well, after years come by, while we got these, what they call these seats now, what is to call them? And then,
would you call it something, something that maybe three people could sit on at the
That's
same
right.
time? Yeah. You never had one of those, though, when you were young.
Oh, no.
That was later on. I don't know, they sometimes call it a sofa or
yeah,
a couch.
That's right. That's right.
Which would you call it?
That's what I call sofa.
Uh-huh. And then, what did you have over the windows in the old log house to keep the sun out?
They call them curtains, it seems to me like now.
Were they made of cloth?
Window curtains. Yeah, made of white. Made of cloth. Most of them are
cloth. Later, they have things that they pull up and down.
That's right.
What do you call those?
Well, I know, but I just can't think.
That's you're doing fine. Shades or blinds?
Yeah, that's right. Window shades.
And where did, now this, I suppose that when you were a boy, you just hung your clothes up on a peg or something, or?
Oh, we had a nail drove in the walls, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I see. And then later on, like in your house, how many rooms were in that box house you were talking about? Now?
Four.
Well, what were they called?
Well, they were called the kitchen and the living room and bed. Bedroom was all together back in those days, still in those days, and then there's extra bed, you know.
Where did you hang your clothes up in that house? Say the clothes you work and wear for a couple
of
weeks.
They call them wardrobes. Seems like that's what they call them.
That's right. Now, were those the movable ones? Or
No.
Those are the ones that were built into the wall?
That's right.
What did you call the movable ones? Remember, that's like a big thing.
I can't remember.
Big thing that stood up. Was that? Did you ever call anything you call a clothes press or an armory?
Clothes rack.
A clothes rack, maybe.
Yeah.
That was a movable one.
Yeah.
I see. And what did you have a space up above the second story between that and where you might store things up there?
Well, no, I can't remember them storing anything up in there.
What would you call that little space up there? They had that space up there sometimes for...
Attic, it seemed to be like.
Yeah. Did you build that box house yourself?